Shami Kalayim Daf Ayin Test. Start from the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us more of begadim, things that are not begadim, whether they have a din of Kalayim or not. The Richa Meis, things for Meis, shrouds for Meis, Madas Lachamor, saddle of a donkey, Ain Be'em Mishim Kalayim. There's no din Kalayim on that. There's no Isser Kalayim. Now, we've already said before, Marzen explained, there's no Meis is part of more mitzvahs, and therefore there's no din of Kalayim for a Meis. Says the Marful to the Pasik that Mace from Pasik and Tillim, a dead person is put for mitzvahs, and therefore there's no din on that. Saddle is different because the luck is that you're using it to sit on just to protect yourself. It's not using at covering your body at all. And therefore, we'll see the Gemara explain in much more detail that it's shyness is permitted because it's only that made for protect yourself. Sitting on, so you don't fall off, to give you a be able to sit for an extended period of time, but has nothing to do with comfort and not putting a beggar on you. Whatever you put a saddle on your shoulder that you can't do, even though just take out the zevel, the animal dung that you want to take out, and you want to put it on the saddle so you could take it off and throw it out. You have no place to put it, so you want to put it on the saddle. It's Usher, even more than Karam Miksasos, the Fulda explains, and because it's you can't do that. It's Nikah that it's Usher, it's Kalayim, it's Usher, and you can't do that. Take it out, any form of putting on your shoulder, even on that, is considered. It would be Usher, and if you're not in the Skab and the Hanos, the Gemara is going to explain, and it would be considered Usher. And we'll see when and what format do we say that it'd be considered Usher. Let's see what the Gemara says. Gemara says, what about people who sell begadim? They want to put the begadim that they're selling on their shoulders. So the idea is we do that, and we want it to be to show you where it is. You're not doing it to wear to a beggar to. You're just doing it. You're allowed to go ahead and wear it for the sake of showing it to other customers and show what you want to sell. You're not doing it. The love should be begadim. Haris lakonas lamed. Show the people you're doing it. But you not have any kavanah to wear it. That's mutter. However, just got bechamim me'aksham and shemeshamim. You're doing it in the wintertime. It's using it also to protect you from the get warm or the sun, protect you from the sun or the rain. As you can do, tznuim mashilim alkan al be'mekel. But those with tznuim, they go ahead. They don't even put it on the begadim. They put a stick on their carry a stick on their shoulder and they put it on a stick. The extra akpada. There are people that are upright. They want to do things the right way. You do it, that shouldn't be considered all on you. They wouldn't even put it on at all, even though we said it's mutter. If you're not getting any benefit from it, they would hang it from the stick or carrying over their shoulder to be considered, not be considered. They don't carry it all on themselves to be makbir, to be extra makbir, that it's not considered any type of benefit, any type of kalayim at all to be on themselves. That is what they would do to avoid that whole shayla machmima alatzman says the Rosh Mishalur to make sure that we do it that way to make sure that they don't carry on themselves says the Gemara the kid in the Mishnah clothes were making begadim and they make a new begadim and they wear the back begadim they put it over their shoulder same thing over here a person who's a sewing a beged. You're making the gown, you're making a beged, and you have to put the extra material someplace to hold on to it while you shouldn't get dirty. So you put it, throw it over your shoulder, over your back, just while, so you can put in this, so you could use the machine, so you could do the stitches, you could put in the thread, to whatever you need to do. So that's also mutter because you're not being netted from it. Again, as long as it's not being mosak cham and mosak shamim, where you're going to be benefiting from the warmth or the protection, that you can't do. But again, it's tomb as well. Those who would throw it on the ground, put it on the ground, so that they would not have to, again, have any question of putting it on their bag, on their body, to have any type of anor from it whatsoever, and they would do the same thing. Same thing, the tznum would do that at the same way over here as well. Says the Gemara. The says, you're free, mesim are free. What does it mean, free? What does it mean, free? Well, dealing with mace, not so much about mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are only obligation when you're alive. When a person's dead, you put there for more mitzvahs, and therefore, there's nothing kalayim. Kalayim doesn't apply to him anymore. And therefore, the be aser. Now, the mace, the This would be the so if halacha would be that if a person it goes ahead, a person dies, there's no iser of kalayim. That's why tachrikim could be kalayim, because there would be any your there's no iser of kalayim. There's no chiyuv mitzvahs. There's no you're not mechuyev in anything, and therefore would be considered something that would be permitted. So at the Gemara, the Gemara has a whole arichus negayah to the famous mice with Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya, discussing about the burial of Rebbe Chiya. Fascinating Gemara. Rebbe was mitzvah three things. He also wanted to leave this world. He wanted three things to be done. My widow should not be go. Leave my. Do not move my wife out of my house. My almanah should be able to stay in my house. And don't go ahead and give me a spadim in cities. Don't go. Gemara says when you take my aron, do not go ahead and stop and give a spadim along the way. In different towns along the way till you get to the gevura. You want to be mesap maspid in the towns along the way. He didn't want to be along the way. Gemara says in third, Masi Itapa Bib Mimosi. Gemara says, and also he says, the third thing I want to do, whoever took care of me in my lifetime, Itapa should take care of me after my death. I want to explain all these different Tzivuyim of Rebbe, what they meant. I'll do Mamas, don't move my mom in my house. What does that mean? I'm a Mesasi. Gemara, isn't that a lock of a Mishnah? Mishnah tells it, Amana Sha'amra. And Amana, it says, Yesh, let's just be based. I don't want to go out of my house with my husband. I want to stay alone because you have to let her stay. So you're allowed to stay. So you're allowed to stay. What's Rebbe telling me? Don't move my wife from my house. It's a halacha. Already there's a brisa. Halacha is that, you can't take an aman out of her house. Gemara says, Amalei Rav Duraisa. This it says, L'yamrin Luda. People shouldn't say, based on the Nasi. Because not in Rebbe's house, it's the Nasi. Meshubiru Nasi goes to belongs to the Nasi. In other words, a person's house, you can't take the aman out of. But maybe it's not his house. It belonged to the Nasi. He was given a house for the communal expense. The community paid for the house of a Rebbe who was the Nasi. Maybe it'll go to the next Nasi. It'll go to the wife of the next Nasi. So that's what his instruction was. No, don't take her out of the house, of my house. Of even the base Nasi, she should not be able to go out of the house. That was the tzivui. Gemara says, Gemara said another thing. Gemara said another pshat. Another pshat. What the idea was? I went to the brayso. Gemara says, a woman lives in the house. Kashem shayis a darabay and a bala b'asam b'dias hayam. It's like a woman lives in the house when her husband's away. When shtamish b'kli as well, she uses kalim as all his vessels. He's out of town. He's overseas. She's like, you said, use everything when b'dias hayam. And so on. Same thing to the bala b'dias hayam. So to when her husband, state of her husband, she could be used. When Mara says, when she could use when she's supported by her husband, when he's away, that it's supported, that she has to get supported from her husband's the chasim when she's away. So too, same idea applies that she should be supported even when the husband's away. Not Medina Sayyama, obviously what it means he's away completely, but still the same halacha should apply that she gets supported from all the things that she would get if the husband was alive, just away, get from the estate. So too over here, Beza would go ahead and give her Medina Sayyam, she would have to get supported in the same way. From whatever has to be given afterwards would be given the same way when he's away as well, but not being missing on, but away in a different place. Says the Gemara. Gemara says, "That's been other iris. Don't go ahead and give me a spade in iris. Don't give me a spade in cities. In cities that are away. Why would you be my cholkes? Gemara says because the small towns did not have enough room for everyone to come to be maspid. People would fight over the space. There were no microphones those days, so the first people who got in were the ones to listen to. People would fight each other. He didn't want there to be a machlokes with people fighting over the city along the way, where there won't be enough space for everybody to be there, that it should be considered. And it's a place that don't be maspid with me along the way. Whoever served me my death should serve my life. Death, what does that mean? These two people, Yossi Bekanfalanim and Yossi Bekanfalanim, these are the people who served him in his lifetime. He wanted them to go ahead and serve them as well after he died. These are the people who were metapa with him in his death. These are the people in his lifetime should be helping them to go do whatever they're supposed to do. Now, the idea was, the same idea, is that they served him, and in a way, they did whatever they had to do The people assume that these people they wanted to be able to go ahead and understand that they should go ahead and serve them, but he meant to be able to serve them. Says the Mefarshim say here, even in the next world, he b'shamsha b'chayav and b'sayi la'asayu, they should go ahead and do so as well. So Gemara just said the other thing that he added that he wanted. One of the things that Rebbe's request was. That particularly that the people who took care of him, I mentioned these two people, b'chayav, they should be buried also with him. They should also be metapel b'nisasa. Now, what was the reason for that? The Gemara says, again, we said that, they mentioned the name of the two people, Yosef HaKavonim, and the Mefarshim explained, the Marafulda explains particularly, that he quotes the Gemara of Bavli, that these people, Meshamashim, and Rebbe said they're going to Meshamashim and Shemayim as well, in Olam Haba. And the reason, and they weren't even around, they died before Rebbe died. So why would Rebbe mention them? Because he didn't want to, people would say, Lashon Hara, that the people died before, Mark Suva says, they died before Rebbe because they weren't Zokot Mutapa and Rebbe's Patira, Rebbe's Aron, Mutapa's, Aron, because they weren't worthy of it. That's why they had to die first. So Rebbe wanted to say, I want these people to be with me in Olam Haba, to serve me, and it was a way to let people know that these people were righteous and good people, and I want them there, and that's not the reason why they died. To say that they died for, in order to be able to, they wouldn't be metapa with me is incorrect, and people should not for a minute think that. Then the Gemara continues and says, Moisiv, Chizkiyu, Moisiv, that there were two other things that the Rebbe added there as well. What's interesting is you look in the Bavli, Mark Suva says in a whole Arichas there, in Daf Kuf Gimel, fascinating Gemara. The Gemara actually has a whole bunch of more takanas that Rebbe added before he died. Rebbe had died that his wife was a stepmother, that he should take care of her. He had a gzeira they should go ahead, that they should all close the yeshivas for 30 days until after Shloshim, then they should continue. He also left the tzava, that is, they should keep the light on where he's learned, his makom, where he learned, the place where he sat in the table, should always be the light lit. He also gave instructions who should be the next nasi, not his oldest son. His oldest son was a chokham, should be in the yeshiva, but his younger son, was the one, Gamliel, was the one that should become the next nasi, and he instructed his Gamliel how to conduct themselves with arnivas, and that they should go with how to be ma'abit talmidim, to go ahead and be very strict with talmidim. There's a whole list of things there the Gemara says, very fascinating that he added. And here the Gemara just said, Yerushalmi adds two other things that Chizkiyahu says. Hatabru alai karichim, don't give me too many karichim. Don't give me too much karichim, because added more takrichim, and again, because of Shitaso, don't add me more than one takrichim, one takrichim, don't add on more, because he didn't want it should be worms come and eat the begadim, and it'll just be marbe, more worms will come. And that's why he didn't want it, to the aron in the kuva. And then he also asked the instructions that the bottom of the aron should have a hole in it, that it goes directly on the ground, which is how actually we do today. We know we got today, not a din in Eretz Yisrael, but even a din in Chutz Laretz, based upon the pasuk, Mekayim Mitzvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you created me, Adam, Adam Afabar, Adam Atzofa Laksar, you're going to go back to Afar, and that's the halakha and Shulchan Aruch brought down, that a person should be buried on the Afar. So he told him to go ahead and make a hole at the bottom of the thing as well. The Gemara discusses idea of Milsa the Army, that we said, Besadin Echad Nikba, the Rebbe himself, because the Rebbe didn't want more Tarichim, they said over by Rebbe that he was buried with one Sadin. He was only buried with one Takrich, with one Beged. The Chuda Nikba, Rebbe, he's only buried with one Beged. He didn't want any more, with one Takrichim, like everybody else. That's the way he wanted to be buried. With that way, he wanted to be buried. So Gemara said that the Gemara continues and says that the Rebbe says, "Lo kama divar inish azul udase." The way a person is dressed, not the way a person is dressed when he leaves this world, is the way a person is going to come back when they come back. In other words, if a person thinks you're going to go leave this world, you're going to come back the same way, so a person want to go ahead and wear many different expensive begadim, because those are the begadim you're going to come back with. Tchias amesim. There's an lobukamot that says the marfulda. You don't go out, you don't wear what you came out with. Mamela, therefore, don't worry about more begadim, or nicer begadim, or multiple begadim, because it's not the way you're going to come back with, and therefore it should not be included in your one begad like Rebbe wanted for himself, is all that a person should go ahead and be responsible for. And more than that, you don't need. The Gemara says further, Rabbana Amri, where it says, the way a person is dressed is the way a person leaving this world. Most that's the way you dress when you come back. In other words, that a person is dressed when he leaves will be. It's a chum different than Rebbe. It's that the Rebbe said, so you'll come back differently, and Rebbe will come back with new clothes, and the Rabbanan say come back with the same thing, but the Rebbe, that's why Rebbe, and we know like to do the same clothes, one takrichim, you only know like today, like Rebbe, like other Amoraim, other Tanaim said the same thing, to wear only one baguette, one takrichim, not to do more, not to wear more. The word garment that a person wears when a person goes to be buried, who ba imo, is the same bag that he comes back with him at Tchias HaMesim. What do you see from our time? The Pasuk says, a Pasuk in Iyov, they said to Sapi, a person's a goof, is afterwards is transformed after he dies, and it comes back to the way he was created with, come back to, is considered like clay, and later on, you come back as a goof, you come back dressed as a goof. So how you see the person, whatever you went to, you died with, you come back in the same way. It seems to be the pshat in the Pasuk, the person will come back in the same format that he died, will become back. Not like Rebbe, you said before, but rather it will be different. It'll be a different baguette. So Gemara says, Lutunus was the famous Rebbe, the Roman emperor, who had many, many questions that he would ask Rebbe. Him and Rebbe were very close. He would ask Rebbe all kinds of questions. There's some Yerushalmi said later that he was actually, was Miskaya before he died. He was Miskaya. It became Rebbe's Talmud. So he asked my Rebbe, Mao Tesapek, Lechomer Kosim. What does the Pasuk mean in Iyu when it says that when a person will be a human being, will be transformed, like be clay, and later will come back? What does that mean? Unbelievable. Rebbe said to him, doesn't mean a person will come back with the same clothes. The Rebbe said, you don't come back with the same clothes. But I mean, the same issue, maybe a Sador, person who goes ahead or brings the generation back to life, who malbish, he will close it. Doesn't mean, not referring to a human being, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is the one who brings people back to life, is the one that's going to gave life to begin with, or bring, he'll be the, so where's brought people back, he will malbish as a door. Says the Mafulda, Shemachai Mason, Akash Nesapi Kamoi, after a person created, with Chayyans Amazim comes back, that same neighbors that we want to create a person, will dress him as well, that's what the Pasuk means. Doesn't mean a person himself will come back and dress the same way, but that they're referring to because Baruch himself would want to dress them. Mara says, "Oh, Yochanan my pocket. Yochanan instructed this person will take care of him. I'll bush them or broken it. Dress me in gray shrouds. Not white, not black, but it should be gray takrichim. Should be gray takrichim. It should be, that was the way they used to do so. Because white symbolizes a person's born without a beggar, without a sin, like Naki, and he didn't want that. Mitaris, he wanted it to be middle. It should be gray. It should be, he couldn't say that he would be buried in white without any doing any averus. Why? Now white or not black? If I rise like tzaddikim or nakas, I won't be embarrassed that I got white. I bastard, I'm a gray, at least I'm not wearing black, so I'm not like a Russia. And go ahead and you put me with black, and I get up with Rishayim. I rise amongst the Rishayim. I'm only going to be zilka to get up with the Rishayim, and I'll be wearing, and they wear black and I'm white, I'll be embarrassed. I don't want to be, I'm wearing a gaiva, I'm wearing white, and only zilka to be brought up together with the Rishayim, with the second stage of Kesem Eitzim, with the Rishayim. So maybe I don't want to be embarrassed. Therefore, make me gray, which is in the middle, and I'll be able to go ahead and sort of fit into both. Won't be embarrassed from the Rishayim, and won't be embarrassed from the Tzaddikim, and I'll wear, therefore, the color gray. Gemara said, now obviously, why would we think that he'd be not be right to grow up in the, born up at the Rishayim? Because the person that got, obviously the humility that he had was in such a level that he was that he didn't know, couldn't guarantee himself when with what group he'll be brought up in. He'll have to kiss a mason with. Gemara said, why Yosh Mekarakeh? Bury me in bury me in clothes that is completely shrouded, that's new, well-tailored shrouds or things that were completely laundered and cleaned, freshly pressed amalei. What is the way you're better than your teacher? Yochanan didn't do that. Why? He wasn't even sure that Yochanan would get up and with white tachrichim. When we get up with them, you are so comfortable. What are you going to get up and you want to be? You'll come out with tachrichim that are fully pressed. And Amalei Zedemanimanes Bebevroi. In what respect should I be embarrassed about my? What should I do? No, he had a different position. What I did nothing that I should be embarrassed about. If I'm going to get up with the with tzaddikim and I want to be able to have that, my tachrichim should be fresh and pressed and look nice when I get up into Chesam Mesim. I want to get up that I should be able to man of kibbutz kavoy. You know what would I be? I want to be able to go ahead and know that I'm. I'll be able to get up with the best. I want to be able to mebrach. And he pushed me myself. What should I do? What did I do that I should be able to be embarrassed? He had a different opinion. I should be able to get up in the way that I was. I assumed that I was that I without sin, and therefore I'll be able to get up in a white bigot. Gemara says, "Av yomi amafaki to give alushi kavoy." Once he gave him, dressed me in very freshly pressed tachrichim, white tachrichim alushi kavuse. Dressed me in my fine frock. Yavuna musa mitoli. Put on shoes on my feet. Because well, you can put staff on my hand, my stick in my hand. If you don't like a sedroy, and put me on my side in asi mashiach. Mashiach comes, in the month, I'll be ready to go. So he told him to bless me in a way that he wanted to go ahead and, what was the idea of Rabbi Yirmiyahu did? Yirmiyahu wanted to go ahead and to inspire those who were listening about the reality of Tchiyas HaMeisim, and Mashiach coming will be Tchiyas HaMeisim. So he instructed them in such a way to remind them, I'm lying down now, but I'm going to get up very quickly and be ready to go, because Mashiach is coming any moment, it'll be Tchiyas HaMeisim, and he wanted to encourage that, and therefore he did it in such a way, bury me in such a place, in such a manner, and dressed and all ready to go, with my shoes and socks on, so to speak, that I'll be ready to go when Mashiach comes. And that's what his instruction that he gave to them to do so. Continue from here, more between the Rebbe's tomorrow.